SBS Radio.
My guest is Dee Greer Yindimikali, award-winning graphic artist, filmmaker, music producer, and entrepreneur. Dee Greer Yindimikali is the owner of Yindi Arts, specializing in authentic Aboriginal creations, and her other business is Excess Fit Manufacturing plus-size activewear for both women and men. In our conversation, we'll discuss the challenges of running not one but two businesses in the time of COVID with paralyzing biosecurity restrictions. We'll discuss how Dee managed to invigorate, build, and maintain her businesses to keep the Indigenous business sector strong. Welcome to NITV Radio, Dee.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about 2020 with your two businesses. For one business, it's a challenge already. Running two businesses and navigating the pandemic, how have you done it?
Well, I guess 2020 will firstly go down in history as the year that everybody stayed in their pajamas. It's been really interesting, actually, for both businesses because they're both very different businesses. Yindi Arts is more of a product-based, I guess, creative business where I get to do a whole slew of different things like graphic design and filmmaking and making music and designing textiles and making jewellery and, you know, a whole gamut of different creative outlets, where Excess Fit is a garment and fashion-based industry. I guess with Yindi Arts, it's been really challenging to get work to come in from the usual sources, which are businesses, because I do things like create logos and corporate identities for businesses and especially other artists with posters and stuff for merchandise and stuff. And that kind of all literally screamed to a halt because businesses were having to close down or shut down while COVID was on. Musicians and other artists in relation to gigs and exhibitions, which is what I would usually do for their promotion and their merchandise, you know, that has all had to come to a screaming halt. So I guess I had to think about where I went looking for work, which is something that I haven't done in Yindi Arts for a long time. 11 years we've been running. And Yindi Arts advertised, I think, only twice in the very first year that we'd launched. And everything for the past kind of 10 and a half years has come in word of mouth, which has been absolutely amazing. But I've noticed this year that that's really slowed down and I've had to go out and seek work for Yindi Arts. And I've done that by looking at other avenues to do that. And that was actually government businesses and government industries, because they were still working. But I knew that within those kind of different, you know, the department of this and the department of that, they would all have to look after their own workforce and cater to their needs. So I did things like memos and internalised stuff more so for government departments over the last 7 months in relation to letting their staff know things and letting their clients know things, as opposed to private businesses coming to me. So that's the major difference that I've noticed with Yindi Arts work coming in. I noticed that products like there's game packs, like Aboriginal symbol game packs that we've developed and we sell for children, those sales have gone up because people had been keeping their children at home and they weren't at school and they needed entertainment. But other products like jewellery hasn't been selling as well as it had done previous to COVID. But that has just given me some downtime, I guess, to produce some more and get some more stock in my store, so that when, if it ever does happen, that the world does get back to normality and reality as we once knew it, it would be there and it would be ready to sell. Whereas with Excess Fit, it just come to a halt and really has not progressed too much in the last 5 months especially. So I've used that to my advantage, I guess, and I needed to get some new samples made and some new merchandise manufactured. And because of lack of availability of anybody in Australia to do that, because of the size of the machines and stuff that they need to use, I do get my plus size activewear manufactured offshore over in China. So I've been using the downtime to get more samples done and to get some stuff started in manufacture. So again, when, you know, we start back up in Australia, you know, trading normally and stuff, that Excess Fit would have that stock here and ready. And I guess I wouldn't have lost too much time because everybody's in shutdown anyway. So it's been quite challenging, I guess, in the regards to, you know, you do have to think about the way that you trade and think about your products differently, and you have to be very innovative and look at what you do have within your business and how else can you use that and what else can you make with it. I've heard some absolutely incredible stories of businesses that have literally reinvented themselves during COVID, and you know, it worked for them because they've been very innovative in their product base, which is amazing.
Geographically speaking, what are the differences of what differences have you seen in the evolution of your business during this pandemic?
Most of my stuff, or all of my stuff, really has been available online for the last 4 years anyway, because it's been 4 years that I moved from the Sunshine Coast. While I was on the Sunshine Coast for 7 or 8 years of the of Yindi Arts being in business, our biggest service that we provided was workshops to schools, corporate groups, and to community. I guess when you move a business that provides a service like a workshop or facilitation of a group in any way, you lose your business base, which is what I did when I moved firstly to Sydney, and then we picked up in Sydney and moved to Adelaide due to my partner changing jobs. So workshop delivery was definitely something that I missed over the last 4 years. There's a huge, big chunk of income that's gone because of that. But Excess Fit, my other business, which I have been working on for a lot of years anyway, launched in December. So, you know, it's starting to pick up and it's starting to build up. Hopefully it won't be too long before, the income is replaced from the sales of a product as opposed to the delivery of a service.
Yeah, because when I look at the products on your website, Excess Fit, why don't you put them in Kmart's and Target's and big shops like that? Because these are products that could really sell. Yeah,
I would absolutely love to do that. I'm looking for a business partner for Excess Fit at the moment, I guess, to do that side of the business. You know, I'm a creative and I love to create stuff and make stuff and design stuff. But I guess where I fall down, being a sole trader in a business that needs a public face and somebody who's very good at social media and somebody who's very good at networking and somebody who's really good at getting hold of, you know, the traders and the buyers for the stores, that's where I fall down big time, because that's not what I do well. So I'm sticking to the creative stuff in that business, hoping that when I do get a business partner or somebody who's interested in coming into the business, that that's their passion and that's what they excel at. Yeah. So I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping that it happens sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Being a sole trader, has it been very lonely experience during this COVID-19 when you have to multitask? You're already a multitasker considering all your COVID-19 has been a very, very lonely experience for many people. And in business, it would have been really a challenging experience.
Being a sole trader in any business, regardless of whether, you know, COVID-19 is here or not, it is a very lonely business and it's a very tough position to be in. And I say that because when you are a sole trader in a business, you are multitasking all the time and you are looking after the business and every facet of the business all the time. I didn't worry about that and I wasn't so concerned about that with Yindi Arts, because it's something, you know, Yindi Arts kind of started and picked up and has just, you know, created its own entity, and I never need to kind of worry about work, I mean, except for this COVID thing, but I've kind of figured my way around that. But with Excess Fit, because it was such a grand idea and such a huge market base that is basically untapped, I've had to do a lot of work around researching the market, around developing for that market, and around looking at that market and how to break into it and how to contact people and what is my target market and where are the segments within that. And then not only that business side of that business, but also developing, you know, our logo and our marketing and all the garments and, you know, getting all the samples done, finding factories, traveling to China to check them out. Like, there's, it's been extremely lonely time in that business. And I guess it's come to the point where I just feel that for XS Fit to embrace the market, it needs somebody to give marketing and to give distribution the time that it deserves, because I can't do that. And I say all of that being an introvert anyway. So working by myself is something that I do love to do, but I have noticed in the last 6 months that it has been, you know, it has been very quiet, which I guess gives you time to think about other stuff. But I've also got a brain that is like 364 windows on a web thing open all at once, and, you know, it does become a little complex for my brain at time to have too much going on at once. So I would really appreciate meeting somebody who was interested in the other side of the business and had the passion, as I said, to give it the time that it deserves.
Because of COVID, NIDOC Week has been postponed. You know, will you be creating something specific for this particular event this year? Or
I'm not sure whether I'll develop anything specifically for NIDOC this year, but I do really value the time that we have together as a community. I do remember on the Sunshine Coast, I was there for about 12 years, and, you know, NAIDOC was one of our favourite times of year, because it was the time that the whole community come together, and it was the time that, you know, you could have a yarn and you could have a laugh and catch up and see everybody again. It was just such a beautiful, beautiful place and a time on the Sunshine Coast around NAIDOC time. So I'm hoping that it being in November doesn't kind of influence the feeling of NAIDOC or the community around that at all, because it's in a different time of year. I'm sure it won't, because, you know, everybody comes together for NAIDOC to celebrate the same thing, our culture and our beautiful friends and the connections that we have to country and stuff. So I'm hoping it doesn't change any of that, and I'm really looking forward to it this year.
Anything you'd like to share with our listeners or even other Indigenous entrepreneurs, your experience, how you've navigated it in a nutshell, going through the pandemic, and advice going forward, because some of them haven't been as creative and as successful as you've been, and would really benefit from some advice from someone who's managed and made it.
The advice that I would give is just to keep going forward. You know, even if it's just a little bit each day or a little bit each week, or whether you've just started a business and you don't want to see it kind of fail as soon as you've started, just keep going with it. Whether, you know, you made one sale a week or one sale a month, it's still a sale that you wouldn't have had if you'd have stopped. You know, it's like anything. If you want to get to the end of something, you can't stop. And I guess entrepreneurs have that drive, and I guess if you have an entrepreneur's heart, regardless of what is put in front of you, you will keep going. And I was thinking about that the other day. Why is it now that people are starting to notice Indigenous businesses around and more Indigenous products, like, flooding the market? It's been absolutely amazing to see on social media. And I guess the reason for that I've come up with is that people have devices with them all day now, and they're working from home, so they've got more opportunity to check out social media and more opportunity to see what everybody else is doing, and you know, ads that may pop up on Facebook that they may not have given a second glance to before, because they've got that downtime now and working from home. I think people are paying much more attention to what's around them. Businesses are around everywhere. You know, we create such amazingly beautiful products, and we put our heart and soul into that. And I think that as a creator, as an entrepreneur, and as an artist, every time you create a product, it's not just a product, it's a creation of your soul. So when people are buying Indigenous products, they're not just buying a thing, they're buying a part of you, and they're buying a part of your culture, which I think is what makes them so beautiful and so special. So yes, definitely my advice would be, is don't stop, just keep going. If you need to get another job or a second job or a third job to fund your passion, do that, because it'll be worth it at the end.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.